88. Freedom, choice, and responsibility. I love choices. I love to walk around in bookstores, not because I can buy all the books, but because I could buy one book, and I have so many to choose from. I like buffets. I rarely get to go to them, but when I do, the first thing I do is walk around and see what the choices are. I also like the internet. It seems like cyberspace really doesn't have any limits. There are so many things to discover, like space. Sometimes I think we don't appreciate the freedom that we have. We are free to make many different choices, from the food we eat, to the places we visit, to the people we meet, to the classes we take, and on and on and on. But freedom has dangers. If misused, it can be harmful. I could pile a mountain of food on my plate and not eat it. It would be a waste, but that's a choice I have. The internet has dangers too. If parents are not careful and don't supervise what their kids can see, well, kids can lose some of their innocence because of freedom. There's a reason for legal age limits when it comes to driving, gambling, drinking, smoking, and voting. Until we reach that age, we aren't free to do those things. Talk about it. What things in society should be freer? What things should have limits put on them? Do you agree with legal age limits on things like driving, smoking, and drinking? Should they be raised or lowered? What kinds of freedom have you taken for granted? When have you used your freedom and caused damage or hurt someone? Do you feel free? Wouldn't you like financial freedom? If you had it, what would you do? What does the word freedom mean to you?